Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are. We wouldn't be here, so let's not waste any more time. Here's Bradley.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to what was a fantastic round five of the NBL. And of course, I'm here with my big good buddy from Adelaide. Hello, Watond.
Oh, you got it right.
Hey, you got it right. I was practicing all week. By the way, I know nothing what's going on in the NBL. I was just practicing Watond every day.
Good. That's the most important thing. Well, that was another good round.
There was a couple of
shocking games in terms of quality, and then a couple of brilliant games in terms of quality. So I don't know why it's so up and down, because you'd expect the good teams to always produce good basketball, but it's not always happening, is it?
It was a round. I don't want to say of shocks, but like wow is probably the better word. So yeah. Let's go through it. What was your I'll go through the games. All right, so let's go first. New Zealand losing to Adelaide in New Zealand. That to me was a shock.
Yeah, it was. But then you take out Zillin Cheatham when you do. Yeah. I mean, it was substantial that from that point forward, Jacob Wiley became a big, big factor in the game. And up until that point, I think he had 6 points at three-quarter time. He had six in the last quarter and was responsible for a lot of big plays. So
yeah.
I think his loss was significant. But as you say, it's still a win in New Zealand.
Absolutely.
So that's the first time I've had a question mark about the Breakers. I think they're definitely going to need someone to fill in while he's gone with it, while Dylan's out with, or Zillin, I should say, is out with his fractured foot for 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
They definitely need to slot somebody in there. I bet they wish they could access Rob Lowe about now.
Well, yeah, that's interesting, because I'm interested to know, and I was going to ask you this, when Rob Lowe's finished with Melbourne, can he go to another team? I think you can.
I think he can.
Interesting.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's just stay at this game a little bit. Adelaide. Is DJ the difference? What's happened here?
Yes. No question. No question. They've also had a players-only team meeting.
Yes, I heard that.
Which obviously has been substantial, because their form has changed and they're playing a lot more like a team. I still don't see a hell of a lot of method, but I have seen definite plays, you know, screen here, on ball, like not the usual stuff, a bit of ball movement and someone gets an open basket. So they're definitely making moves in the right direction, because a couple of weeks ago I was right off them, but I was impressed with that performance, albeit
Cheatham. Well, just so you know, Jacob Wiley, like you said, finished at 12 points, but also 13 rebounds, mate, 4 assists. Good game.
Yes, yeah, he had a really good game.
He gives them that energy that they do need.
But Vasilij
McCarron.
Vasilij had a couple of massive threes in that last quarter. Yeah,
5 and 9 from the field.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, 5 and 9 from the three-point line, I should say.
I mean, having that in your arsenal when you haven't had that before, I reckon you've got to go back to Brett Maher just about for a reliable three-point shooter in the 36ers team. So that makes a huge point of difference.
I think the biggest difference, and sorry to cut you off then, is that I think now they're saying, we've got to go through Isaac.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. DJ can get his shots. And, you know, DJ had 15 shots for the game. And Isaac only had 9, finished with 17 points and 11 rebounds. But everything's going through him. You know what I mean? And we are a better, when I say we, it's Adelaide. We are a better team when he touches the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. No question. And they're giving it to him now, and he's happy to receive it. And so, I spoke about him last week, and this week's no different. He was a huge factor.
God, he stays healthy, though. I just want him to play. Yep. He's so good when he plays. Let's go to the next one, which I was there for the call. Probably for 38 minutes of that, there wasn't much to watch. Illawarra versus Cairns.
Shocking.
It was pretty bad, look, Cairns coming back after the US. They did go home first, so they had 8 days in Cairns. Came down with no Armstrong and no Taj McCall again. I'm not sure if he's landed yet. He stayed in the States for some family stuff.
Yep.
So there's talk he may or may not play. What do you think of the game?
It was just a dreadful game, saved by the last 2 minutes, which were extraordinary. Came down to last shots. You know, Patrick Miller hits second best shot of the game to give them the lead, give Cairns the lead, and then Tyler Harvey hits the three to give them the win. So, it was an extraordinary finish. And you know, if you hadn't seen the 38 minutes before that, you would have thought, gee, I wish I'd seen that game. If you just
you did like, well.
No, you came you in for the, well. For the just right to, bit. Yeah.
No, you just tell it, yeah, you should have seen the first 38. It was brilliant. Tassie dropping one at home against Melbourne and then obviously lost one on the road as well. Who would have predicted that after we're sitting here last week going Sydney, you know, they smacked them. Or yeah. When I say smacked them, they were brilliant. Tasmania go home and you know, what Melbourne are a very good team though. So it's not, yeah. So but go and talk to me about that one.
That's not a huge
sort of
shock.
Yeah.
It's not a huge shock, but I've noticed now something about Tasmania, and it happened in this loss and it happened again when they lost to Brisbane, is that they can go through a patchy period in a quarter, say 3-4 minutes where they can't score, where they miss shots that they should make. And I'm looking at one of the most reliable players in that team, Jack McVay. He missed a few shots that he just should have made.
Yeah.
And when the scoring dries up for those 3-4 minutes, that's often where they lose the momentum or lose control of the game. And I've seen it happen twice now in those two losses.
That was a 30-15 third quarter Melbourne. So there's your answer. That one quarter, for them to give up 15 is a lot when they gave up 21, 22 and 17 for the other three quarters.
Yeah.
Right. So there's that. That's just, and that's exactly what you're saying. When you're missing silly shots like that, your 15 points that you made in the quarter turns into 21, and the 30 you give up turns into 24 or 20 and 19.
Exactly.
So I think that's a good analogy of that. Well, let's go out west. Botty, what is going on out west? Did Perth lose, again scoring very low figures.
But you know, that first quarter, Brad, did you watch the first quarter? We're going into
the
last 2 minutes. We're at the 8-minute mark of the first quarter. Yeah. They've scored 3 points.
I know.
One basket and a free throw. And it's like, okay, they got it. They managed because John Willie introduced Hyrum Harris and Michael Harris, and these two boys ran around and had a red hot go. And suddenly they got to 9 points by the end of the quarter.
20-9 in the quarter.
But 9 points in a quarter. I mean, even Aaron Fearn wouldn't be happy with that. And and so you've got quarter time, and John Willie is getting booed by the Red Army. Yeah, and this is.
And then there's been a lot of tweets and everything that go on, and you know, Bryce Cotton's wife put something out on socials, which then got transferred to Twitter, and it's gone wild. And mate, that is a train wreck out there at the moment. Obviously, they lost 84-79. Like, they just can't score for a team that's just got so much power. I don't know where to start, but let's just stay with Brisbane at the moment. You know, four guys in double figures, another guy with eight. Sam McDaniel, give that guy the Defensive Player of the Year at the moment.
He's going well.
What's he been?
He's going well.
What a signing. And one would ask, if you're looking at Tasmania, who, you know, gave up 90 against United and then another 90 against Brisbane, and then you look at a Sam McDaniel and sort of say, you know, has that been something, although he didn't play a lot of minutes? Man, he's been outrageously good for Brisbane.
Yeah. Look, on the question of Tasmania, the way they're running at the moment, the group that they've got, I don't see how he and Isaac White both would have fit into that. So yeah, I can understand them moving on. And Isaac White's been giving Brisbane very good minutes as well. So, but McDaniel's definitely elevated his game. This is almost like he's thought, I've been in this league a few years, I've won a championship, I've run around and sort of been a role player, I can actually be more. I can do more, and he's being allowed to do that in Brisbane at the moment, and he's thriving. Yeah, he's been real good.
It's great. Do you think Matt Kenyon is a big loss for Tasmania?
I did initially, but no, no, because I think what they picked up with Majok Deng, the way he's playing for them.
How good's he been?
He's brought is a different sort of.
Sorry, I just got off a bit of topic then, but let's stay with Brisbane. What a fantastic win on the road. You still got to beat Perth in Perth, no matter what's going on there. I love some comments that's come out of Perth. My understanding is the board has given John Riley the full support.
Unqualified, unconditional. Oh dear!
He's got the full support of the board.
You better get a backpack.
He's got 3 weeks left.
Knives are coming. Yeah.
Phoenix versus New Zealand. I don't know in that 100 and 300. I'm not sure if that was just a really good Phoenix or New Zealand just struggling. Where do you sit there?
No, look, for a majority of the game, Phoenix was absolutely outstanding. They were brilliant. And I mean, they're leading 82-56 deep into the third quarter and playing the best basketball I've seen them play this year. And then all of a sudden, Parker Jackson Cartwright decides he's going to go for it, and Finn Delaney hits a couple of threes, and just, you know, it all starts to unravel a bit for Southeast Melbourne.
32-19 fourth quarter, got them to 100, and obviously they lost by three, but nice to see Will McDowell-White get some points.
Yeah, he got involved, and he got Mathiang involved, and someone named Cam Glidden came on and hit a three. I haven't seen him for a while.
Look, I'm going to say this now, Boddy. I don't think that a Will McDowell-White and a Parker Jackson Cartwright work together. Now, I think they are both fabulous players,
I'm not with you, Brad.
You're not alone.
Too small a sample size. But give it another five games.
No. I'm not saying they're not working now. I don't know how that will work. Right. I'm not worried about now, right? You look at Will McDowell-White, hurt his thumb, came back in one game and had to go to the – I remember watching a game in New Zealand before they went to the US and he went to the locker room. Oh, my God, my thumb, but he came back. And, you know, so he's missing that. And especially with a thumb, you will miss that floater, which is such a big part of his game. But when I think back to a New Zealand grand final series last year against the Kings, how good he was with the ball on the on ball – I'm not sure how there's enough for both of them because they're both very ball dominant guards to be able to make it. Yeah. I hope that I'm wrong, right? I'm not saying New Zealand are a fantastic team. They're well coached, but I just don't know if you've got, I don't know if they complement each other, but they're two outstanding players.
PJC's a scorer, right? That's what he is. So if Will McDowell-White is a facilitator and he's a scorer, that thing will work. The problem
is, you've got to remember, Boddy, is Patrick a scorer without the ball?
Parker.
Is Parker a scorer without the ball?
Nobody can score without the ball, mate.
You know what I mean. Bryce Cotton scores without the ball. The way he moves off the – I know you know what I mean. But the way he moves off the ball and everything, he's phenomenal, Bryce Cotton, right? I'm just not sure. And you're right. It's way too early. I'm not saying no. I'm just saying I'm not sure.
Okay, but I don't think that's the area where they're in trouble. I think that losing Cheatham is huge, and unless they replace him with somebody comparable, they're in trouble. But also their big man department is suspect because Mathiang can, you know, they can have their way with him as Isaac Humphries did, and then in came Dane Pinot, and he couldn't do much either. I think that centre position is a bit of more of an issue.
Would you go hard after Cook, who was at the Phoenix?
Bloody oath. But then, but then what happens? Because they've got – they've got their three imports. They've got, you know, they've got Lamb as well. You know, you get
tough gig. Yeah, it's
Cheatham coming
and
back.
It's only, and it's real hard because we're like seven games in, right? There's 28 games. You've got to play seven to qualify from memory, somewhere around that, right?
Yeah.
So you got that. So do you bring someone in and potentially hurt the rotation? Do you not bring someone in but get losses and you don't want to go down that path? That is why you and I sit here, Boddy, and not coach. I love it.
Now, we don't coach. We coach without responsibility.
Speaking of that, also speaking of the Tasmania Jack Jumpers, I just want to talk about that. My former teammate, Darren Smith. He is now the chief operating officer and will join, I think he's going to join in mid-November. And Mika Vekona will oversee the club's basketball and high performance. So I think he's classed as a general manager. Darren, great guy. I can tell, like, what a fantastic guy. Yep. I'm really excited for them. I think that's fantastic.
Mate, I can't eat a twin chop without thinking of Darren. So what I would say is this. Tasmania have really put good pieces in place all around itself. And it amuses me when they drop a game or two, how people are quick to jump off them. It's almost like nobody wants to believe that they made the grand final in their first year. That had to be a fluke. Oh, wait a minute.
Not me.
Right. The second year, they make the semifinals. All right, so they've proven that they are a quality outfit and a quality organisation. Now, here, they've already beaten Melbourne. I know they lost to Melbourne in the last round, but they've already split with Melbourne. They've beaten Sydney twice, and Melbourne and Sydney were the two main teams that people were talking about pre-season. So they're established yet again. But they drop a game to United at home, they drop a game to Brisbane, and wow, you know, people are jumping off them. This is, oh, this is what we expected in year one. Well, this is not what I expect. I expect they'll be bouncing back really strongly.
Well, they are within 4-4, and they're still in the, like, their fifth spot and everything, so they're fine. So, no, I agree with you. Anyway, sorry, continue on the games, but just a shout out to Mika and Darren. I think they're two extremely well orchestrated people that will be in that organisation. Then we go to Saturday night now. After the Phoenix New Zealand game, we ripped up the Cairns, and Cairns put it on the Sydney Kings on the back of Bull Cole, playing a fantastic game. I thought he was great. DJ Hoag was back for the Kings, took a number of shots, but it wasn't enough.
Let's face it, he and Quatnoy, like, they were the best for Sydney almost. And so you've got almost all the best players were Cairns Taipans at some point.
I thought all 12 of them were outstanding.
But, no, look, that was the best win that Cairns has had this season. I mean, early days, and they've lost to Illawarra in an ugly game. But to go into that game without Taron Armstrong and without Tadeer McCall, and then they have Patrick Miller, who was being influential in the game, have him go to the basket and get fouled fairly heavily, crash to the floor, hit the back of his head, come up with his back sore, his hip, you know, and lose him in the first half. And then, so basically, you haven't got an import. So
he played just 16 and a half minutes.
To win in that situation has got to give that program and that team enormous confidence about what they can do.
Let me just add to that, Boddy, and I think it's a great thing you mentioned. The Sydney Kings, who are probably the fastest paced team in the NBL, right? Mm-hmm. They run and they get up shots and they get up shots. They still shot 76 shots, but their points were 20 in the first quarter, 22 in the second, 19 and 19. That's fantastic defense. Yeah. Mind you, what were they from halftime? Halftime from the three-point line. 1 of 17 or something like that. Cairns had their game plan, and I thought they were really good. And
were you curled up in a fetal position in your lounge room as this happened?
Mate, I did that at jump ball when Quatnoy got the first layup after 3 seconds. But, you know, a shout out to Bobby Clinton. I think what he's doing.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, he was terrific too. Yeah.
He was great. Just a young kid, you know, doing what he did.
Hugely important.
Yeah, Jalen Adams, 4 of 16. He only had 13 points. That hurt him. And I think it's going to take time with DJ to get in there. He had 14 shots. Yeah.
But I got to say, this is the first time I was a little unimpressed with the new coach of the Kings. I thought his rotations were a bit too regular. Like, he was just rotating too often. It was hard for a five to get a groove. And I thought Jalen Adams was sort of in and out. And I don't know. I didn't like the way there were DPs on the floor at key times. You know, it was just, what's going on? What's going on?
Yep.
You know, so was he looking for a combination, or was he looking for
Don't forget, Jalen Galloway was out, so they had to start different. That's where Quatnoy and everything like that. So I do think they missed Galloway on that fast break and everything like that, and he's been playing really well for them. So we flick over to Sunday now. Melbourne beat Illawarra and Brisbane beat Tasmania. I thought, to be honest with you, I sort of enjoyed both games. I thought Illawarra came out and
were they really had
the first quarter. Yeah, they did have a crack. But I don't love, and I know Jacob, Jacomas is a bit like this as well. I don't love the situation where we go, oh, we're getting better, you know, like we're happy with, you know, like at least we're getting better and it's about to turn around. There comes a time, and I know Jacob said this, we don't want to be that team. We don't want to be that team that wins one game and everyone goes, yay. No, they're 2-5 at the moment after 7 games, and they need to get some wins. But Melbourne United, on the back of what Chris Golding did, was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Chris was fantastic.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, down the straight, that 12-point margin was not reflective of the game.
Yeah, I agree.
And I thought a lot of calls suddenly went Melbourne's way towards the end. Okay, that might just be a coincidence that it was Melbourne, but I think the foul count was almost 2-1. I think it was something like 13-29 or something.
I'd do that, and I'd say to myself, yeah, but nah, sorry, I don't give that. Lockie Ulbrich, I love him. He's got to stop fouling. He's hurting that team because he's better with them on. And when you look at this, the rebound count, Melbourne 45 to Illawarra's 18, 27 different body. You're not going to win games when you're giving that up.
No,
it doesn't happen.
Lucky Ulbrich, I think he's getting some bad habits.
Oh, we went there. I love it. But yeah, like, oh, look, on the back of Chris, he was outstanding.
Yeah.
I am really liking Gary Clark, mate. Really.
So
nice
am I.
Import.
That's funny you should say that because I've been watching him the last few games.
It's not really funny. It's not really funny.
No, no, all right. It's odd. It's odd that we should both spot the same thing. But over the last few games, I've been watching him and I thought, he's gone under the radar, this young fella. He's a good player.
Well,
and
it's
really
I watched a crap load of their game because they've had a lot at home, right?
Yeah.
And he's been like, you know, constant the whole way. He's been really good. We rounded out the weekend, Brisbane beating Tassie. I thought Tassie did what they can. I thought Sam McDaniel, again, defensively was great, but really Sobes carried that team, 16 shots, 28
How points. About this, though? Sobes got two fouls in the first 1 minute 40.
Didn't foul again.
First 1 minute 40, he's out.
Yeah.
And he comes back in and gets 28 points and leads him to victory. That was pretty special in itself.
And can I add, Josh Bannon, 10 and 10, liking him. Good young kid. He's a good pick for them. I'm actually, this might sound really weird, I'm a bit worried when they get Baines back. They might be better without him. Now, that's a big statement, but I'm not saying that the truth. But they look really good in their rotations at the moment. Where do you fit, you know, you can't say no to an NBA player. I'm joking. But, wow, they've got to try and fit him into that rotation.
It's a good observation because the other observation I'd have is that during the period that Sobey was out, they played very well as a team.
Yeah, I'm not,
you know, and so it's interesting, isn't it? You've got your star, one star out and one star sitting for a while and your team's playing quite good basketball.
But you know why? They've recruited well. Yeah. Right? I like what they've got. I like this Bannon, right? Tyrell Harrison's playing really, really well. Sam McDaniel, we've mentioned about.
Isaac White, Charles Smith.
Mitch Norton.
Mitch Norton,
yeah, he gives him that hit. Charles Smith can hit that. Sorry, Chris Smith can hit that three. Isaac White, Rocco, like they've got a nice group.
Yeah. You know, I bet you in Perth when Mitch Norton was running the show for Brisbane, they were thinking, why did we let him go? We don't have a decent point guard and we let this guy go.
I agree.
Geez, they made some crazy decisions.
Move on. What's your best moment, mate? Give me it.
My best moment probably would have to be, it was a toss-up between Adelaide winning on the road, but Tyler Harvey hitting that three, where you always knew he was going to take it. From the moment he got the ball, you knew he was going to take it, and they've surged on him, and he still made it. That was probably my moment. What was yours?
Full qual. The fact that you lose your point guard, we've mentioned it a little bit, but I want to elaborate a little bit more. You lose your point, well, Taron Armstrong's out, number one.
Yep.
Taj McCall is not even playing. Miller, who is a very...
he was influential.
He was really good. Influential is a perfect word. He goes down, and then you got to go to your three man, theoretically, who I really haven't seen bring the ball up that much in the time that he's been playing in Cairns, ran the point for the rest of the game. He carried that for 40 minutes, the first player in Donkeys to play 40 minutes straight.
Yep.
And I thought his leadership was great, his calmness and his manner, and I thought he was outstanding, that he was brilliant this week, and kudos to him.
You know who wasn't impressed with him playing 40 minutes? Andrew Gaze. Remember when Andrew Gaze averaged 49 because we were playing 48-minute games?
And he had a couple of overtimes.
He had a couple of overtime games and he was averaging 49 minutes a game. So, yeah, Bull Quab, yeah. All right. What about giving us a rattler?
I'm going to go out to Justin Schuller and the Brisbane Bullets.
Good.
Well done. With what he's recruited, they lost a couple, the Baines incident that can blow teams up.
Yep.
Right, that can really blow teams up. Who knows what it's going to happen? The fact that he's come out, they've won two games this weekend. I've got to pay them a huge congratulations. He, obviously, the jury's still out. He's an early coach, but for way to turn that program around from that Baines incident, and I keep coming back to it. Anything could have happened then. You know, there was times where he threw Mitch Norton out the way, and you know those things can cause problems in teams. Nope. They've obviously had meeting after meeting. This team is playing hard, and that goes to the coach. So my great moment, Rosen Rattler, Justin Schuller.
Yeah, I agree with you because I also like the fact that he did things. He pressed, he zoned, he did things. He didn't just sort of sit back as a lot of coaches do and go, my talent is going to beat your talent. We're just going to play man-to-man for 40 minutes. He did things. That's what I liked about Modi Maiori as well with the New Zealand game.
Yes.
When they came back against the Phoenix, he was playing some sort of zone alignment that the Phoenix, that was a puzzle they never solved. So, yeah, I'm happy to see that. I'm happy with that, but my Nige Nasty is unhappiness. It's unhappiness with Vaughan Mabry, the referee. I mean, seriously, Vaughan, come on. How much screen time do you need, mate? But I mean, the end of the Brisbane-Perth game, Brisbane is ahead 94-86. Corey Webster hits a consolation three pretty much on the buzzer. 84-79, it's Brisbane ball, it's all over. No, 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 hold your horses. There's time on the clock because eagle-eyed Vaughan could have noticed that there was still time. And they've gone and given 0.3 of a second. I mean, for Christ's sake, just go home. So Justin Schuller, which I thought was hilarious, takes a timeout and advances the ball, even though they're already five up. They cannot lose, and they just pass it in. And thank you very much, Vaughan, for adding to, you know, making sure that they played the full 40 minutes, not 39.7. That was pathetic. Let's just get serious about it. Don't be such a... I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Move on.
There it is.
Player of the round.
Right.
Player of the round.
My player of the round? Oh, yes. What? Cole. Bull Cole. Sorry.
You can't have mine.
No. Oh, is that yours too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Oh, yeah. Well, God, who else can you go with? No, I thought he was great. My only other one is. I would actually go Chris Golding. I thought he was great for Melbourne.
Yes, he was.
That would be mine if it wasn't that. But there was a number of them, mate. Before we go, because we're our time is up. Quick one hitters. Tell me who's going to win. Brisbane Southeast.
No. Don't you harass me the way you harassed your wife, okay? Just hang back a second. I want to say Bull Quoll. What I like most about his 40 minutes is may have been the first or second play of the game, he had a turnover and he just stood there as Sydney went down the floor and laid it up. And I thought, geez, you know, that was a bad sign. And it was almost like from that moment on, he played the game of his career. So hats off to him. Fantastic performance. And now, thank you very much. Go ahead. One word answers.
Let's go. I'm too scared. Can I get you right? Yeah.
Good. Thank you, Nikki, for
mate,
the tip.
I'm not Vaughan, all right? So relax, sit down. Okay. Give me one word answers, as if you can. Brisbane, Phoenix, Thursday night.
Brisbane.
Yep, agreed. New Zealand, Cairns.
Cairns.
New Zealand. Friday, Illawarra, Sydney.
Sydney.
Yep. Saturday, Tasmania, Bullets.
Tasmania.
Yeah, I'm going at home. I agree. Oh, Saturday, Perth in Perth versus Adelaide.
Oh, my God. Oh, my geez. Yeah, that's a lot of words. Adelaide.
I'm going one last chance with this team. They've got to show it to me. I'm going Perth. Phoenix versus Cairns at home Sunday.
Phoenix.
That's tough, man.
That is tough.
Yeah, I'm going Phoenix as well, but that means I've just predicted Cairns lose both, and I don't think they could.
No, I don't know.
Yep. All right, Sunday in the grand final rematch, I'm calling that, can't wait, Sydney versus New Zealand.
Sydney, I think unless New Zealand have got a revelation of a player that they've added in and have been able to sort of sink him into the team very quickly, I think they're not quite there.
Bit more than one word, but thank you. I'll take it. Melbourne versus Perth on Monday.
Are we still going? Melbourne, Perth. Well, yeah, Habib. I would be stunned if Melbourne didn't win that.
Yep, I agree. Everyone,
by the length of the straight, seeing as Cup Eve, by the length of the straight.
Boom, boom. Stop horsing around. To everyone, thank you so much. We love it. We hope you have fun. We have fun. We don't even know what we're doing. We don't even talk beforehand. That's why we all cut each other off and do what we do. Who knows? Have a fantastic week. Remember, check us out in the socials, obviously. Let us know. Give us your feedback. We love it. And please look out. We have got a player coming on next week, which we're excited about, and we will be telling that out soon. Botond, have a good weekend, my friend.
I will, Brad. Thanks. See ya. Oh, now, Brad, seriously, you think Cairns is going to drop both games?
Well, not if DJ Hogg and Courtney have good ones.